Stand by.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And this is Phil Henry. Welcome to our show on this Monday. Good to see all you guys.
I don't know how you can hear yourself think with all of that noise. It's very progressive. It's very interesting, but it is extremely irritating.
I do like it, though.
I like it, but if I start to bleed, and you have to understand something, Phil.
Turn it down, will you? Welcome to the show, guys. That is a group called For Today. Yes, Margaret?
You have to understand that while I love that music, it's very contemporary, and I think it's very energetic, and I know that it's something that's very youthful, I do have a tendency to bleed.
Jesus, Margaret.
Excuse me, but I'm talking about something that's very important. What?
I did get paper towels.
Thank you very much, but I have a tendency to bleed, Phil, and when I hear music like that, I go to myself, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to make a mess here all over the chair?
All right, Margaret, we understand. Does that have to, do we have to talk about this on the air?
Did you see that? He just went, da-da-ba-da-da-ba. Phil, you did. You made a very strange face.
Well, you sort of did, Phil. You looked like you were going to lurch or lunge towards something, but there was nothing there.
It worries me only from the standpoint you were talking about Pancho having epilepsy.
It's not contagious, is it?
No, it ain't contagious.
All right, well, we're just...
What are you talking about, epilepsy?
You went...
I don't need to hear about your heavy flow.
All right, fine. Then keep playing music like that, and it'll be all over the chair.
Jesus Christ, now I... Oh,
go and get a paper towel.
Thank you very much. Can you wad it up for me?
All right, look, if we got to start the show over again, then we'll have to start the show over again.
You don't have to start anything over again. I'm asking out of a concern that you may have for me, that when you play this, listen to this music. Oh, listen to that. And it's just, I can already feel, you know what I mean? I can already feel it almost. I instinctively want to grab for a rag or some... A beach towel.
All right, anyway, thank you. That's very, very kind of you to tell us that. Welcome to the program.
I'm very sorry, Phil, that my problems are so irritating to you.
Well, Margaret.
No, I'm very sorry.
That was great. We care about your problems, but we're going to try to find a beach towel.
If you could find a beach towel.
All right, we... The beach towel, roll of bounty towels, anything else?
Well, as long as you're asking, a blanket.
All right, get the blanket, everything.
Sorry.
All right, so welcome to the show. Margaret, you were going to give us some dates, right?
I am going to have dates for my fall club tour, or if you will, my fall club appearances. Frank Gray, my husband, who is a very prominent entertainment attorney, has me booked in some of the top crab joints and...
Well, what the...
No. He has me booked in some of the top crab joints and shrimp joints around the L.A. Pier, is the way he put it.
God damn, man, that's down like...
Yeah, that's right. That's down in Tattoo Land.
Well... Is he trying to be funny? Or?
No, he's not being funny. Frank is doing this as a favor for some individuals who, I don't mind telling you, may have...
Talk about underworld connections.
Yes.
Well, Margaret, he can't put you in that position.
Oh, he's not putting me in any place. He's simply putting me in these joints. It's like one of them's a crab place. You know the place, the crab locker?
No, I know what it was. It's called a crab closet.
Yes, that's it. The crab closet in Long Beach.
I don't know the crab closet at all.
Well, Phil, I should hope you wouldn't. But it's down there in Long Beach, and as Frank said, it's one of the best joints around the L.A. Pier and docks.
Wow, boy, I tell you, that Frank, he must owe people a lot.
Frank doesn't owe any. I think he has a piece of this business.
Why would he put you in a place like that?
Phil, I don't want to sing in these places, but I do understand the business interest. You have to generate interest, And if Frank has a piece of some of these places...
Yeah, but Miss Grace, all it gets is kind of that trade, you know?
Yes, I know. It gets the rough trade. I understand that.
Yeah, a bunch of guys want to come in, get a tattoo on their private area.
Well, Bud, I understand all of those things. But I'm doing this to help my husband. But perhaps at some point...
Yeah, maybe they'll start booking you some better places.
Well, I could be booked into some of these joints that Emerelda Wheeler sings in. That she stiffs it out and stinks it out every night, but I don't want to do that.
All right, well, we're going to find out. We're going to get that list of dates. We also have Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison coming in to tell us about the game yesterday. They were in San... where was that? San Antonio.
Yes, yeah, the San Antonio Range Riders.
Bud, don't scream into the microphone.
Sorry, San Antonio.
The San Antonio Range Riders find out about the game yesterday. A couple of things happening here. Let me just refresh my... Oh, yeah. We also have Halsey Morris. You know this guy, right, General?
Yeah, Halsey Morris is a guy... Patsy and I have been going to see Halsey Morris since we come down to L.A. Now, you know, when I first moved down here from the Fresno area, and I'd heard about Halsey Morris, but I'd never been down there, you know, but he's still around, and he has the pumpkin area. You know?
No, they call it pumpkin patch.
What do they call it?
They call it pumpkin patch.
Yes, it's a pumpkin patch.
All right, well, yeah, that's what he's got. And it's very interesting, and the children love it. And he plays the character of the Pumpkin Man every Halloween.
All right, so we're going to talk to Halsey Morris, and he is up there. What's the name of his...
Yeah, it's called the Crossroads Farm.
Yes, oh, the Crossroads Farm, I know. That's off of 101, right?
Yes, right there in Santa Sarita. And wonderful, just wonderful and exciting for all of the people that want to get the pumpkin, you know, for the Halloween and so forth.
Yeah, all right, so we'll get Halsey Morris on the phone with us as well. We also have Lloyd Bonafide, our mouth siren cop, will probably be paying us a visit at some point in this wonderful and marvelous morning that we are all experiencing together. Let's go to Bob Bakey now with the traffic.
Hey, fellas, down here to Bob Bakey with the 9 pounds of swinging meat. Right down the round town in the round Ralphs, and I came down with the round robin and went over that Ralphs and saw there's quite a bit of a traffic jam there. It's going up the I-85 line. And if you go over the crest and down into the Muldoon, going to Muldoon Valley, you'll find that traffic's a little bit more free and up if you get to the smooth thing. Let's see, got up here on Lottie Ocean. They're going to have the Parkway Drive and got down and swoops in down along the beach, driving out down into the sand to get themselves stuck in there in quicksand, and a lot of people die. You find a lot of Indian bones and FM dead man. Up here on the 25 Qualcomm of the Qualcomm Freeway, it'll be swirling around with a big swirly curly. Get your head swirly there into your car wash, stick your head out the window, get your head a swirly out there. That's going to say this. This is Bob Bakey, and it's 9 pounds of swigging meat here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show.
Let me just explain it one more time. That's what he wants to be called, 9 pounds of swinging meat.
What the hell does that mean?
I understand that there are other traffic people that have nicknames and so on.
Yeah, they got the Sky Lord, and another guy calls himself Captain... Well, I mean...
Captain Anybody, okay?
What do you mean, Captain Anybody?
The traffic guys.
All right, so there's Captain Anybody, there's the Sky Lord, and then there's 9 pounds of swinging meat. And I can't even believe I said that.
Who's that?
That's Bob Bakian.
Bob Bakian? Yeah, he wishes.
Shit. Yeah, what do you want to talk about the 9 pound of swinging meat?
Well, that's what he wants to be called because that's the... He's got a traffic name. Anyway, Phil Henry Show here, philhenryshow.com. I'm going to be right back here with Halsey Morris and his Crossroads Pumpkin Farm up there in Santa Sarita. We'll find out all about that. We have Jack Guy Gagner and Brett Morrison on the game yesterday between the Lions and the Santa... Why am I having a hard time?
You know, have you ever heard of San Antonio?
Yes, I'm sorry, San Antonio Range Riders. I'm very sorry, folks. World Famous Phil Henry Show.
That's the World Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah!
Well, you know, we talk about the backstage pass, and I don't think we're very clear as to what it is we're really talking about. What we're really talking about when we talk about the backstage pass is the following thing. You guys know what a bottle of tequila is. Then you also know what a premium bottle of tequila is. It's the difference between some rot gut and, let's say, well, Don Julio. You know what a bottle of wine is. Then you also know what top shelf wine is, what the wonderful age stuff is. You know, the Napa, Sonoma, whatever the hell.
Yeah, well, like the Cote de Rhone. The Cote de Rhone. This is a wonderful wonderful wine.
Along the Rhone Valley, right?
Yes, along the Rhone Valley. These are the wines that stand out.
Right. And they're not cheap.
Oh, no, they're not cheap.
So you have the premium, the high-level stuff, and then you got everything else. The Phil Henry Show podcast, the Phil Henry Show website, the Phil Henry Show archives, the Phil Henry Show, the Milwaukee Lines, all the stuff we do for you is handcrafted. This is handcrafted audio entertainment at its finest. Handcrafted audio comedy at its finest. Not to be trifled with, not to be messed with out of the factory. Once you have our podcast in your home with your backstage pass, you now have the audio, the podcast equivalent of a Ferrari, the podcast equivalent of a classic Corvette, the podcast equivalent of...
Yeah, like the Lamborghini, you know.
The Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Like a Lamborghini. That's what you got. Uh-oh.
No, it's fine.
I hit a button. I was afraid it turned everything off. Anyway, That's what you have with the Phil Henry Show podcast. That's what you have with the Phil Henry Show website. So while our price is competitive, $9.95 a month, maybe it's not as low as some guys, but by the same token, with all due respect, we provide a handcrafted...
Now, when we say handcrafted, people are going to think you're sitting there like you're Amish, and you're making a sweater, or you're making some guy a pair of pants, you know, with like, instead of a zipper, buttons and things like that. Maybe a guy don't think that's good.
Yeah, maybe a guy don't think buttons on a fly...
I'm not talking about buttons on a fly. I'm talking about a handcrafted...
Yeah, like something special.
Right, something special. So that's what we have here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. For $9.95 a month, you have audio entertainment, audio-quality entertainment, that is above and beyond anything you're going to get delivered from anybody else. And for our yearly price, which is a slight discount, you get the same thing. So I suggest that we begin investing in quality again here in America. I suggest that we begin investing in things that really matter. This is Made in America comedy. Our radio show, our podcast, our brand of comedy is worldwide, baby. It's known all over the world. People, we have subscribers from England. We have subscribers in Japan. We have subscribers in Australia. We have subscribers in Canada. We have subscribers in as far away, far-flung places as Santa Maria and Hawthorne.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So anyway, excuse me, before I make any further ado, I don't want to make any further ado. I just want to do the do.
Yeah, do the do, right.
Yeah, is that what that mean, Mr. Henry?
I don't know, but that's what I just made up. So by all means, subscribe to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and subscribe. By the way, speaking of that, I want to say one more thing. If you don't want to know the score of the Lions San Antonio Range Rider game, please don't listen to this podcast right now until you listen to the Milwaukee Lion and San Antonio Range Rider game, okay? Because we're probably going to be divulging what happened with Jack and...
Well, why don't you tell them not to say that?
I can't do that, man.
I'm not going to have them on in the, to report on the game and then not give the score.
Oh, look at the Little Miss Sports here. You know all about it. Huh?
No, I don't know all about it, General, but would you turn this filth off? God, I love that. Is that Fetty Wap?
Yeah, that's great.
What I'm saying is I don't need to be a sports freak to know that.
General, we're not going to have them on, as Margaret said, and not give the score.
All right, you know, like I give a shit. Excuse my French.
God, General.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry, like I don't really care. I just, you know...
Yeah, so what? So please don't, you know, if you don't know the score and you want to know what the score is, go ahead and...
Well, if you want to know what the score is, then just, you know, you want to know what the score... I know a guy at Santa Anita will give you the score.
No, I'm talking about the score of the game.
No, I know that.
So you want the score, listen to the game. If you want the score now, listen to the podcast right now. On the line with us here from Santa Sarita, California, Halsey Morris. Good morning, Halsey. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's wonderful, Phil, to be on your program. Thank you.
All right, and Halsey, I have Margaret Gray here with us and General Shaw.
Hey, Halsey, General Shaw, how are you, young man?
Hi, General, I'm good, and we're doing good, and everyone says hello, and thank you for recommending me to Mr. Henry.
Well, my pleasure. I think you've got a fun situation up there.
Well, we like it a lot, and Caroline's here, and whole family.
Is your son there?
Yeah, my son has got 2 weeks' leave. He's going to go back to San Diego.
Well, now your son works in San Diego doing what?
Well, right now he's working in the marine mammal test center, you know, you were talking about.
Oh, Phil, this is interesting to you. You know, the Navy has a marine mammal training area where they were using sea lions for a while to interdict terrorists or to interdict any kind of explosives.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, that's true.
I'd read about that. Zach the Sea Lion?
Yeah, they had Big Zach the Sea Lion.
No, but my son, Jerry, tells me they're not doing that anymore. You know, they've probably phased that out, and they're going to move him up to Seattle or San Francisco.
All right, well, my very best.
You bet.
Halsey, Phil Henry here, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you have your pumpkin patch, and you're having your pumpkin patch again this year. When does that open up?
Well, we're going to start that about a couple of weeks, right? About 2 weeks before Halloween, we always open it up, and we have the pumpkins out there. We open the patch up at 5 p.m. We close it at midnight. And during that period of time, you're welcome to go out and pick up a pumpkin out. The only rules that we have is that the pumpkin patch picking is limited to children under the age of 10. And, of course, we have roaming the pumpkin patch. We have the pumpkin head. And this is a kind of a ghoul, kind of a thing that lurches about in the moonlight. You know, you run the risk. Maybe the kid's got to, maybe the kid will get scared and he'll drop the pumpkin, or maybe he'll have the guts to hold on to the pumpkin.
I know, well, this is for the children.
You say only kids under 10?
Only kids under 10.
Well, and you say you close at midnight. How late are the children going to be allowed to stay out?
Well, you know, a lot of families, when they're picking the pumpkin, they let the kids stay up a little bit later because it's a special time of the year. For me, Halloween is the greatest time of the year, and everyone who comes out will say the same thing. You know, they bring the children out, and they just they enjoy it immensely. It's like Christmas for some people.
Yes, but I understand that, Halsey, and I can absolutely commend you for a wonderful, wonderful business, but these are children, and you have the place open till midnight, so the parents are fine with that.
Oh, yeah, they're very fine. You see, we tell them that, you know, you can't go into the pumpkin patch. Only the children are allowed in the pumpkin patch.
Now, how big is the patch?
Well, it extends a good quarter of a mile, in either direction. It's a good square.
A quarter of a mile?
Yeah, it's a quarter of a mile.
What, the kids are out there with a pumpkin head?
I thought I heard something.
That's Bud Dickman.
Was it?
Yeah, my name's Bud Dickman, sir.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
You said the kids is out there with a pumpkin head.
Well, we don't call him, he's called Pumpkin Man, the Pumpkin Head Man. It's a little bit different from Pumpkinhead.
Now, the movie Pumpkinhead was quite a frightening film.
Yes, it was very frightening. It was some sort of a monstrosity, wasn't it?
Yeah, the monstrosity come out and took revenge.
Well, yes, that was the movie Pumpkinhead, but that's not what we do. No, I would never do that. We have a Pumpkinhead Man. The Pumpkinhead itself is the head, and we fashioned this out of paper mache, and we painted up with a face that we got out of a medical textbook.
A medical textbook?
Well, no, hold on. No, you're jumping the gun. The face we got out of a medical textbook, it might be of the face of a gunshot victim or something like that.
Wait, if you don't mind, sir.
Go ahead.
This is a pumpkin head mask?
No, it's a pumpkin head. It fits down over the top of my head, made of paper mache. And I put it down over the top of my head.
Yes, but you paint a face on it that looks like a gunshot victim.
Well, no, it looks like the kid in Dream Deceivers put the shotgun.
God damn, man.
I beg your pardon?
Hold on. The kid who put the shotgun to his face.
Yeah, the kid. More to the point is from the movie, not the movie, the book Arseface, you know?
That's the preacher gone to Texas.
Yeah, with Arseface.
Well, Arseface, man, that...
I don't like that. This is... You're trying to frighten these children.
No. You have to understand. It's very comic. I shouldn't say that it's disfigured. It's just comic is all. And please don't misunderstand. Please. I work so hard year in and year out to try to get people and families out to see our pumpkin patch. It really is a family experience. I hope that you don't... You know, I...
All right, sir, we're not trying to ruin your business. I just want to make very clear.
You know, my wife depend upon the income from this for a good 8 months of the year, and the other 4 months of the year we make do by selling the preserves and the canned preserves that my wife puts up. I do some handyman work, and we get by. We just barely scrape by. The money we make from the pumpkin patch, it gets us through about 8 months of the year, makes our house payment. Please, sir, please. You know,
don't worry about it, Halsey. Mr. Henry's not going to do anything that's going to impair the business.
Not at all, sir. I wanted to find out, and I understand it's kind of a fun, scary thing.
Well, that's what Halloween is. You know, Halloween is to be scared and have fun being scared, you know. Don't mean anything about it.
All right, so tell us more about the Pumpkin Head Man.
Yeah, well, Pumpkin Head Man roams through the... And the fun part about it is that the children come out into the pumpkin patch. We love it if there's a full moon out. If there's not, we provide lanterns for the children.
Are there adults with the kids?
There's some adults. We've got some, but we keep track of all the kids. You see, again, the parents can see them, too.
But the parents could go with them.
No, we don't allow the parents out there, no. No, I won't do that. We discussed that 2 years, 3 years running, and I wavered and I said no.
What? I don't understand, Halsey.
I won't do it, I tell you, because we discussed that, and they said, why don't you have the parents? I said, no.
Honey,
I'm sorry.
Okay, I...
This is obviously a very contentious point.
It really is, because so much of what makes our pumpkin patch business a success is the drama, and I think the suspense and the Halloween nature of it, you know? And I had an argument with members of my family, my wife, in fact. Judith said to me that we shouldn't do it.
Honey.
No, I told them no. I'm talking to the man on the radio now. No! I won't.
All right, sir, I can't have you yelling.
Forgive me. But it's been...
I understand whether it's contentious or it's emotional.
We know that the family has advised you on this.
Yes, sir. And
But I can't have you yelling like that.
I apologize.
Yes, we're talking here with Halsey Morris. He's the owner of the Crossroads Farm, where they have a pumpkin patch. And Halsey, tell us more now about the pumpkin head man.
All right, well, the children come out into the pumpkin field. And the pumpkin head man, it was played by me. I hide behind trees. And my head is the head of the pumpkin head man, is real big, you know, and looks very unusual, you know, in the moonlight, especially in the moonlight. There's nothing like pumpkin head man when he's silhouetted against the moonlight. And what makes it wonderful is the children are walking down the road and I can see them. I'm behind a tree, and they'll sometimes see the head because I can't hide the whole head behind the tree. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
And so they'll think, well, is that pumpkin head man, or is that part of the tree? And right at the moment that they aren't sure, then I come out from behind the tree and I go, and I make this sound, and this is a sound I got. When I was a young boy, we had a man in the neighborhood. His name was Old Richard. And this was a man who lived on the street, and he'd been affected, I think, in World War II or something, had a shell shock, battle fatigue or something. But he always went around making this sound, and I copied it as a kid, and it works wonderfully on Pumpkin Night. He used to go, like that, you know?
Oh, for God's sake, that is, and you lay that on the children.
I lay that on the children.
You do that to the kids.
I don't do anything to the kids, Mr. Henry. I help them have a good time for the first time in their lives.
Yeah, but you're jumping out from behind a tree.
I jump out from behind the tree, and I go, Oh, and the kids scream and scream and scream. Some of them don't stop screaming until they get, the parents will hustle them away and into the car, you know. And as the car drives away, I can still hear the screams coming from inside. One woman told me, and of course I didn't find this to be good at all, but she told me that the child didn't stop screaming even after they'd gotten home and lay there in bed sweating and screaming, and they had to give the child a shot of some kind of...
I'm surprised you're still open, sir, you know?
What does that mean? What does that mean? No! What does that mean, Mr. Henry?
I'm surprised you're still open. It doesn't mean anything other than what I just said. I'm surprised you're still open. A child is still screaming?
The child was emotionally drained. The child was not fit to be received. Do you understand?
What do you mean, fit to be received? Look at Morris. I'm a big proponent of yours.
General Shaw, you were never on my side. I know that now. I know that now. I can see that now.
Please, honey.
No, you know that he wasn't. You know that he wasn't, Mother. And
look, I was always on your side, Morris, but I draw the line at little kids screaming in cars.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, I'm telling you. Don't you understand?
No, it's not any good. A little kid screaming and everything, and a kid keeps on screaming. I gotta give a kid a shot.
That's the part that I can't handle. They had to administer a sedative to this child.
Oh, well, only because the child was not fit.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm really sorry. My name is Imelda. I'm the housekeeper here, and his wife, Caroline, is not here, and Mr. Morris is not doing well, right, as you can probably tell.
Yes, ma'am. You know, you're on the air right now.
No, I understand. And you go lie down, all right? That's fair. Go lie down. All right. Can you hold on for a minute?
Okay. We're talking to Halsey Morris. He's obviously had a...
Hold on. Now, you've been a bad boy. No, I am. Yes, you have. Ow. Pull your pants down.
Oh, Phil, would you... pull the pot down.
Pull your pants down. Mama's gonna...
See, pull the pants down. Pull the pot down, the fader.
Pot, man.
Oh.
You know, really, someone should call the authorities.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's dirty pool. And if there's any parent that takes their kid to that, and the kid didn't stop screaming for...
Yeah? Hold on, yeah? Yeah, well, Mr. Henry's mad. Don't tell her that.
No, it's Mr. Morris. Yeah.
Hey, Halsey?
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry, Mr. Henry. I have to say I'm very ashamed. I'm very sorry. I've been under a lot of pressure because Caroline, my wife...
You don't have to tell us anything you don't want to tell us, Halsey.
No, I want to. My wife has been seeing another man.
Well.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. But for 21 years, every Halloween, we made do, and we scraped together just enough money to cover the payment of the farm. I made the note on the farm. I made the note on the tractor. And then the rest of the year, we got by. She canned her preserves. I did, you know, my handyman work, and I found out here about a month ago, there's a young man who drives a tractor for me here, Caesar, and he works the orchard. And they've been using one of the migrant homes up at one of the migrant houses, migrant shelter up here on the hill. They've been using it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Like animals, you know, they go up there and, like animals, go inside a shack that's not fit for an animal to live in there. Although we do have the migrant work there, you know.
You have your migrant workers living in some place not fit for an animal?
I'm talking about my wife. Okay, I'm talking about my wife climbing that guy named Caesar.
I'm sorry to hear that, Halsey. Just, you were saying...
No, they're going in, they're copulating in a place that's not fit for an animal.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, call the cops. Call the cops.
Well, Phil...
No. Call the cops.
Get that sheriff up there?
Yeah, call the sheriff up there and tell him what's going on.
Phil, I've known this guy, Phil, for a lot of years. What are you trying to pull anyway?
What am I trying to pull? Are you listening to this guy? Are you listening to him?
He didn't commit any crime. What crime did he commit?
He might be a danger to himself or to somebody else. I don't know. Somebody's got to do a welfare check on the guy.
He's got a nurse there. You heard her.
Yeah, I heard her spanking him.
Well, that is true. I heard her say, pull your pants. I thought it was pants. Then Phil said he was saying pot.
I was telling Bud to pull the pot down.
Well, I thought I heard you say, pull your pants down.
Okay, what's that got to do with him?
Yeah, what's got to do with him?
It's got nothing to do with him. I thought you were telling Bud to pull his pants down. I don't know, Phil.
God damn, Miss Gray. I mean...
What do you mean, God damn, Miss Gray?
Margaret.
You're calling me Miss Gray.
No, Margaret. Why would I ask him to pull his pants down?
I don't know. Maybe it rubs off.
Yeah, it rubs off, all right.
Jeez.
All right. Well, I don't like that kind of crudity at all.
Well, you're the one that said it.
What crudity? Talking about something rubbing off.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, we're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Yeah. I got Halsey Morris and his pumpkin patch. Boy, that worked out real good.
Well, that'd be kind of like a family-oriented thing. I thought it'd be very family-oriented, too. I guess I was wrong, okay? Sue me. Shit. I'm not blaming you, man. It's just freaking weird. Used to give no reaction. Oh, would you? Can we hear something other than this freaking Drake, man? I mean, I used to like Drake. That's how bad Drake is now. He's a guy that I used to like.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry? Drake is the bomb and everything.
What's wrong with Drake, Mr. Henry?
All his stuff is starting to sound the same to me, man. He's bellyaching about this, crying about that, ain't getting enough respect for this, that, or something else.
Well, I don't even know what you talk about.
What is this?
I changed the music.
Yeah, this is cool. Who's this?
Motorhead.
Hey, all you white people like that, huh?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Does that have to do with this race, Robert?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Mr. Henry, you don't like Drake, but like Motorhead.
I like... Will you shut up? World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be coming right back here. Jack Gagner and Brett Morrison tell us a little bit about football over the weekend as the Milwaukee Lions travel to San Antonio to take on the Range Riders. All is round when Jesus Christ. Woo! All is moment of doubt and pain.
Make them sure.
This is cool.
It's pretty. Is this the Rolling Stone?
It's Motorhead.
It's not Pumpkinhead. It's not Pumpkinhead.
Pleased to meet you. My name.
Margaret Gray here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, BSP-only show, as well as other BSP-only features like our Friday Night Chat, and of course now the Milwaukee Lion broadcasts, and that includes Jack's Lions Line. That's the Jack I. Gagner Lions Line show that's on every Friday, and we gave it to you for free this past Friday to give you just a taste, just a small smattering, a kiss, if you will. A kiss, a little sliver, just a woo, just, you know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah, that's...
Well, what's that mean?
You're talking to the audience.
All right. Well, in any event, as Phil likes to say, in any event, we encourage you to sample the Phil Henry Show BSP. Oh, you can't, because none of them are free.
Oh, classic Friday.
Phil just went, what is it?
It's Classic Friday. Oh, Classic Friday.
All right, don't yell, gentlemen. Classic Friday. Excuse me, I've got acid reflux.
Yeah.
That's better. Classic Friday.
Want a Xanax?
A what?
Called Zantac.
Zantac?
Yes, I would. Thank you. Hold on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I do have acid reflux.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's much better.
Jesus Christ, Margaret. What? You got acid reflux? You sound like something bellowing from some sort of collect pond in a zoo, for God's sake.
I won't take that from anyone, especially you.
Hold on for a minute.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, on Classic Friday, listen in. Listen to the free samples of our archive. Listen to the free samples of our Milwaukee Lions archive. Listen to the free samples of the 20,000 plus and more hours of entertainment you'll find on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. A backstage pass, the most quality and quality purchase you'll make online. Join us, won't you? It's the best value other than porn. On the internet.
Well, I won't sell my best.
Because I don't like that description.
Sorry, Margaret.
This is
better than the Rolling Stones version, don't you think?
Yeah, it's just way better.
Motorhead and Sympathy for the Devil here on a world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm trying to find out how much bloody ass time. All right, so we had ourselves a rock and roll time this past weekend here with the Milwaukee Lions, Jack I. Gagner, Brett Morrison, everybody out there. And just back in Milwaukee this morning is Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison. Is they still out at the airport there? Now, are you guys at home?
I actually feel right now what we're doing is gassing up the car. But, yeah, Brett and I'm going to drop Brett off at his place. So I'll continue on to my place.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Well, Jack, I think, and again, I have to tell everybody this, you know.
Yeah, don't. I get a lot of cards in this field. Don't listen, folks, if you don't want to know the score. If you're going to listen to the download.
No, it's not the download. That's not the live.
No, because then the people that Phil's talking to, they download it.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, for you guys that are listening out there, if you haven't heard the game yet on the download from anywhere outside of Milwaukee, then absolutely do not listen to this interview. Having said that, Jack, how'd it go?
Well, it was a great football game. It was an exciting football game. The Lions, it was a back-and-forth affair. It was a high-scoring game. Final score was 35-34. As the Lions came from behind with 26 seconds remaining and completed a big pass there to Jared Sledmoney. And we thought it was touch and go there for a while.
Maybe San Antonio Range Riders had Tommy Bloade start at quarterback.
Yeah, that was something I forgot to tell you. Tommy Bloade starting at quarterback for the Range Riders, Phil, is a former Milwaukee Lion quarterback.
Well, he was the founding, not the founding quarterback, he was the first quarterback the team had in this conference, right?
Yeah, in this new league, yeah. And Tommy had a great football game. He passed for over 300 yards, three touchdown passes for the San Antonio Range Riders. But our guy, Adrian Floynian, ran for a touchdown. We had another run for a touchdown by Wayne Lighttouch. We had touchdowns scored by Jamie Weinberger and another by Jared Sledmoney. And we had some good kicking, too, from Itchy Winston. So it was a great offensive display because we really needed that because the defense just was not there.
Hey, Brett, tell me a little bit because I was hearing the defense was folding. I heard that there was a good defensive effort, but a lot of shoddy play. Tell me where that came into play.
I think, first of all, you know, you want to see the your linebackers in on most of the tackles, and if you take a look at the tackling statistics from the football game, it was mostly our secondary, and that tells me one thing. It tells me that they're getting blocked off the line there, that the linebackers are getting blocked out of the running plays. And, they didn't even, they didn't even really break up too many short passes. I don't think it was that Bloade really wanted to throw the ball short or that the San Antonio Range Riders wanted to throw the ball short. They had Joe Obel as their head coach, and Joe likes to go. He likes to run the football. They ran the ball fantastic. They have a running back by the name of Biffington, right?
Yeah, tiny Biffington. This kid was all over the place on Sunday, Phil. I think he ran for over 120 yards. You can see the offensive display. It was just a matter of whose defense going to crack first.
All right, so what was up with our defense?
Well, I mean, just the fact that you can take a look at the best defensive back we had was Tommy Schwab, and that guy gave up four passes were caught over his head. And, that kind of effort is not going to win you football games unless you're scoring a lot of points.
We're talking here with Jack Gegner and Brett Morrison on yesterday's ball game in San Antonio. The Lions win that one 35-34. Now, let me ask you guys a question, if I could.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about the Milwaukee? What is this?
Well, they're like America's team or something, right, Phil?
Oh, that's just the team that we carry their games here on the website.
Yeah, what are you carrying Milwaukee for?
Because it's an interesting team, because they've got the long-time roots in professional football in America. I don't know, man. It's because they were,
Well, gee, Phil, don't do us any favors. Get a load of this guy, will you?
Generally, what? I mean, we can take it off of your website anytime you want.
No. I mean, I just asked the question. I don't know that much about how these things are done.
We're on Phil's website because we drive traffic to his website, okay? We drive subscribers to his website. We drive lists. That's why we're on his website. That's all you need to know.
Oh, that's all I need to know. Okay. Well, whatever you say there, General.
Oh, you're the general. You're the general. I'm just the guy doing the game.
That's right. Well, why don't you go back to doing the game? All right, hold on, guys. What are we getting into an argument about this shit?
I'm just telling you, Phil. It's kind of a rude question. Now, what are we doing with the Lions?
Well, that's all we wanted to know, but I mean, that's okay with me. It's fine with me, too. So let's talk about the real fireworks in this game. First of all, congratulations to the Lions on the win. But there were two incidents in the broadcast that we want to talk about.
Yeah, you want me to?
You can.
Well, what happened? The first thing that happened I think it was at halftime, right?
Here, I better do this because it was me doing the interview. We had an interview, Phil, with Joe Obala, head coach of the San Antonio Range Riders, and you'll hear this. You'll hear the pertinent parts on Lions Lion coming up Friday night. Okay, the Friday before this week, every weekend's game we do Lions Lion, and the Phil Henry website also has that for download. You'll hear what I'm about to tell you about, and that is that I was interviewing Joe Obala of the San Antonio Range Riders, and the man suffers from Tourette's. And I was sitting there, and it wasn't that he said anything dirty.
Well, did he blurt out something filthy? That's what we want to know.
No, they didn't blurt out anything filthy, but he went, how do I do this?
Yeah, I know how to do an impression of a guy with Tourette's.
Yeah, so you've told me. This is kind of funny. My partner knows how to do.
I know, because we used to do jokes like this in the locker room.
Have you ever known anybody with Tourette's?
No, I never have.
Well, then how do you know what it sounds like?
Because we used to joke about it. I did the funniest one.
Okay, well, here's Brett Morrison. He did the funniest impression of a guy with Tourette. This is a serious conversation.
Yeah, Brett, I don't know that I want to hear your comic impression.
No, this is close enough.
Well, Phil, I think we need to have some sort of reference point.
This is what it sounds like, Mr. Henry. Seriously. Like that. That's all I...
How do you know?
I don't. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, that's what you think when you're trying to get laughs. But you don't know what it really sounds like.
Well, tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead, tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, you're wrong.
All right, how do you know?
Well, we don't know. I don't know.
Then you guys can just clam it up too, okay?
Yeah, but Brett, what they're saying is, when you're going, holla, 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 holla,
got laughs.
No one cares if it got laughs or not. What we're saying is, if this guy, Joe Obala, first of all, I'm the guy that saw it, not you.
All right, what did he do?
He did what you just did, but.
See.
Wait a minute, will you?
See.
Give me the phone. Now, you're not going to go, T. The reason.
See.
Give me my phone, Brett. God, what a child. Shit.
What is going on with you two dicklickers? Would you please watch your language?
Brett Morrison's grabbing my... I'm the play-by-play man of the football team. You're the color commentator, okay?
Yeah, what's that got to do with it?
You give me the phone, I will conduct the interview, and I'll give you the phone when I feel like it. All right?
I'm just telling you that when I did that impression, you said good.
Phil...
Well, did you say it was good? In other words, is it accurate?
It sounded like what Brett just did, yeah, but Brett just said that he's doing a comedy bit. And I don't think that's right. I'm trying to tell you that Joe Obala, and that's not even the point. The point is that Joe Obala had a Tourette's episode, and I told Touch Gerber, the son of the owner of the team who works for us as a spotter and does some production, I said, cut that out. And the kid thought that I was talking about him scratching his ass. Excuse my language, Margaret.
All right.
And so when I said to him, why didn't you cut that section out? He said, I thought you meant cut it out when I was scratching my ass. And I said, you dirty.
Jack really came unglued. And this one time I got to agree with it. Because this was the, we compromised the dignity and the privacy of a pretty good man, Joe Oble, great football coach, great man, good friend of ours. That is very wrong, very, very wrong indeed.
But so what do you mean? He said cut it out and he stopped scratching his ass, though.
Who's that?
Talking about the guy touched Gerber?
Yeah, he stopped scratching his ass. What's that got to do with it?
When you said to him cut it out, did he at least stop scratching his ass?
Yeah, he stopped scratching his ass. That's not what I asked him to pick.
All right, let me take the phone.
God damn it.
Jack is very upset. Jack is very upset, Phil. I think we've had a very, very tough weekend. We're very happy the Lions won. No question about that. But the fact is, yeah, cut it out. Sure, the kid quit grappling with his ass. Give me the phone.
Look, the kid wasn't grappling with his ass. He wasn't having a wrestling match with his own ass. He was.
No, I understand. Give me the phone.
Don't take the phone from me, man. Phil.
Look, I'm going to let you guys go.
Why?
Because you're acting like a couple of jackballs, all right?
You really sound like a couple of children.
Yeah, why don't you guys just calm down?
All right, here, have the phone. Fuck.
Oh, my God. He just threw the phone at me, Phil. Hey, Phil? Hey, Phil?
Yes.
He threw the phone at me.
Okay, threw the phone at you. Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison, two very adult guys with us.
You asked for it.
No, I didn't. I had to ask you to...
Oh, there he goes again with his Tourette's impression.
I didn't ask you to throw it at me.
Two very adult guys here. I got to ask you, and then I'm going to let you go. What happened at the end of the game?
Here, I'll do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I was there. Phil, what happened at the game is I was interviewing Ed Magoo, the middle linebacker of the Lions, and it was going pretty good. And, you know, as I say, the team had just won the game. I was down in the locker room, and all of a sudden, Marty Lufthansa, the coach of the team, comes out and says, I need my player. And I said, okay, Marty, I'm on the air right now. And he said, no, right now, I need my player. We were on live. The microphone was hot. We were going out over the air. And Marty comes on and embarrasses me, embarrasses the broadcast, and I think embarrassed himself by saying, I need my man.
Can I have the phone now?
Yeah.
I want to just add to what Brett's saying. He's absolutely right. Marty did. And I said something that apparently Lufthansa called the station this morning and demanded a retraction. And I want Marty to know I'm not retracting anything.
What did you say?
Oh, I know what he said because I heard a tape of it.
Yeah, you heard what I said, right?
Yeah, he said that Lufthansa walks just like a chick.
You said what?
I said that Lufthansa walks. Marty Lufthansa is straight. He's got a wife. He's got three daughters. And they're great people, by the way. But when you see Marty Lufthansa walk, he wiggles his ass just like a broad. Excuse my language, Margaret.
Wiggles his ass like a broad. What is that supposed to look like?
You know what I'm talking about, okay? He goes, ooh, you know.
Yeah, no, that's really weird.
Yeah. So, and he wanted me to retract that. How do I retract, Marty, something that actually happens? Ask your players. Ask any of your players who've got the guts.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So,
well, look, this is not the kind of an interview I thought was going to happen.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry we disappoint you, but we're here to report the truth and give you the fact.
No. I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you did.
Well, look, this whole thing about Lufthansa walking like a chick, I don't think that has anything to do with what happened.
Here, let me have it.
Here.
Well, you don't have to be such a baby. You're absolutely right, General, except for the fact that Lufthansa has this arrogance about him that he can do anything he wants, he can say anything he wants, and he can basically embarrass anybody that he wants and not have to pay the price. And if he wants to be petty and he wants to be childish, I can be just as petty. God knows I can be just as petty and childish as the smallest, itsiest, bitsiest, teeniest kid out there. I am. And what is that? Was that?
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, Phil.
What happened?
Well, we just saw an ad for a Whopper. It's got a black bun.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't go near that.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, what's wrong with it?
It looks like it's got botulism. That's what Burger King, let me give you a word to the wise. Don't sell a hamburger with a black bun. It looks like it has botch.
You just dropped the phone.
Look, guys, I don't like people dropping phones.
But we can't hang up.
I know, but I don't like you dropping phones either.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Maybe you could publish the latest rules and the latest dictates from the Ministry of Truth, Big Brother.
Fuck me. I'm sorry, Phil. It's been a kind of a weekend, but hey, let's celebrate a Lions win.
All right. Well, congratulations to the Lions, and I'm awfully sorry about, boy, poor Coach Obley loses the game and he gets embarrassed.
Yeah, he did, but we have sent a card to the family.
What do you mean you sent a card to the family?
Well, we sent our condolences, you know.
You sent your condolences to the Mr. Obel's family?
Yes.
I mean, what else, what other kind of card could we send?
Why would you guys send a card like that? Why not call the entire family up and apologize in person or something?
We had a plane to catch. I don't understand.
You know, guys, you are, you've reached a point now where you do not have my sympathy, where I'm starting to now sympathize with Marty Lufthansa, where I'm starting now to sympathize with everybody that think you guys were over the line.
Everybody that think us guys over the line. Phil, if you think about as well as you talk, and you don't talk too good, all right? This is Jack Igagner.
Don't hang up.
I'm going to pretend to.
You still there?
Yes.
Phil, look, I just will say this. We're very happy to be associated with the Milwaukee Lions. We're very sorry to the family of Joe Obel himself. And we did this at the end of the broadcast, too.
I did. You didn't.
Okay, Jack, fuck. Anyway, we're sorry, and to the San Antonio Range Rider organization. But we also are angry at our own organization for pulling that interview. So we'll find out.
Maybe they're going to come back at you guys and say the following thing. Maybe they say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we pulled the interview. You guys embarrassed our station with that whole Tourette's thing.
Well, we didn't do jack shit. It was the owner of the team, that kid, Touch Gerber, the daughter of the...
the son.
Oh, sorry, the son. Well, okay, like it matters. The son of the owner of the team, who was supposed to edit that tape, and he didn't. You know why? Because he's a lazy little prick. That's why.
All right, guys, about enough of the language, and I've had about enough of this interview. Thank you very much.
Well, Phil, look, we're sorry that we...
That's Jack Igagner, and that's Brett Morrison, and that is those are the two guys that do the play-by-play for the Milwaukee Lions. Lions win 35-34. We didn't even get around to the game.
I wanted to find out exactly what happened, but I guess people have to listen.
I guess you will have to listen. I do know that there was some. It was one touchdown caught by that tiny Bifflington, right?
Tiny Bifflington come down the near sideline, got a halfback out.
Pretty good. All right, well, there you go. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Right back.
But she should go cold. I ain't really been in love.
Bud Dickman here, reminding you to hit up our merchandise store, the online store, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Everything from the, everything from the Rudy Canosa's Your Tim Lingerie t-shirt to the Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. It's the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, which is fantastic as the fall and winter months come up. Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, Phil Henry cap and t-shirt. We got the Phil Henry Show coffee mug, which Phil's going to hold up right now and show it to you. There it is.
Beautiful mug. It's black and the Phil Henry Show colors, black and gold. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Pittsburgh Steelers or something.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it used to be blue. Yeah.
It's all there. And plus downloads and a hard copy of our classic Best of the Radio Days CDs available now at PhilHenryShow.com, the online store.
All right, man. All right, Margaret, do you have those?
Yes, I do have some of the dates, all right? Some of the dates I do have now. And these are going to be, and you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to sing a song, sort of sing the dates, because this is very boring. So I thought what we would do is do these dates karaoke style to the song Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Sounds good.
Yeah, here is now, Ms. Gray.
Yes, I can hear. So Frank has booked me into, as I said, some of the clam joints down around the L.A. pier. Every joint at the pier, and every joint near the docks. Every song I sing, every tip I take, I'll be looking back at you, Frank Gray. You booked me into some dumps, and I'll sing in those dumps. I'll sing my guts out, I'll make all kinds of money, and I'll be checking out you, Frank, out of the side of my eye. Oh, can't you see? You'll owe me. Singing in these dumps, I'd rather have the mumps. I'll sing in those toilets, I'll sing in those dives. all the shitholes at the pier, all the crab joints at the dock, and I'll be looking straight at you. I'll know who you are, Gray. Yeah. Since you booked me into all these dumps, since you booked me into all these shitholes, I look around for the ladies' room, and what do I see? A door marked men only. Oh! I keep crying, baby, baby.
Jesus, my ears.
Where are you going to be?
I'll get to it in a minute. Oh, ah, la, la, at the crab cooker. Ah, ha, ha, ha. At the crab closet at the pier. Ah, ha, ha, ha. We'll be at the shrimp bucket in Long Beach. Ah, ha, ha. And we'll be at the fish jail in Redondo. Oh, can't you see? You're killing me. All these shitholes I'm singing in are taking it out of me. Every dump I sing in, every crap can, and then when I get home, I clean the gun I own, and I'm looking at you, Frank. You're gonna be got. Every dump I get hired in, I'll be watching you, Frank.
Jesus H. Christ.
That's right.
Well, it's,
I'll be looking at you.
La, la, la.
I'll be looking at you.
Every move you make.
I'll be watching you, Frank.
Every step you take. Every move that you make. Every step I take.
I'll be watching you.
Every step that I take. Every move that I make. Every time I pick.
Oh, I'll be watching you. Frank.
Ooh. Ooh, la, la.
I'll be watching you.
La la la. Ba, la ba, la. Why am I doing this? Somebody call me.
I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you.
Wow. Outstanding, Margaret. That was great.
Thank you.
Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, with the karaoke version of Every Step You Take and all the dumps she's going to be at. I only heard a few of them.
We'll be at the clam bucket, the clam, anything that has to do with a fish and some place.
No, like, for instance, the Barracuda bedroom.
Yes, I'll be there.
All right, and like the grouper den.
Yes, we'll be at the grouper den in Santa Margarita.
Santa Margarita?
Yes, Phil.
Santa Margarita.
World-famous Phil Hendry show is, he attempts to produce the show, that is Phil Hendry, attempting to produce the show for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One, which is, and by the way, congratulations to Norm Pattis on the wonderful interview there at the Worldwide Radio Summit.
What a butt licker, sheesh.
I know which side of the butter the bread's on, or the bread...